every time a mind wanders off is an opportunity for returning, for coming back to this moment. Every time a mind wanders off is an opportunity for returning, for coming back to this moment. Every time a mind wanders off is an opportunity for returning, for coming back to this moment and to this breath, to this breath, to this breath, to this breath.
That was Parnell March with the tune Melissa's Meditation from Ozone Parade. Before that, you heard Machine Drum with Inner Ear featuring Chrome Sparks from Syconia. Also More Ghost Than Man with Murder Makes You Famous from The Worlds We Made There. And right now you're listening to Sea of Ash with Black Horse, the Funk Devoid remix. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. We'll be right back.
to be able to go back to the movies.
Introduce my family to my new girlfriend.
For my husband, who's been a chronic asthmatic his whole life.
So I can visit friends in a different state.
So I can take my granddaughter out to the park again.
So that I can hug my 85-year-old grandma again.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Heard I Just Want to Be Happy by Park Hye-jin and the release Before I Die. Crack and Smack before that with the Cypress Garden from Scirocco. Also Nash La Musica with Shia from Something Soul. Right now you're listening to Evax with What About You from the release Evax. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Которых ты уже не ты, я уже не я.
That was Crazy Horse with Heavens. And before that, Keter Levinsky with Your Turn. Right now I have Oof with Metaphysique featuring Mike Ladd. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Crank open your ears and soul. Tear your chin. In the jam beyond, doors wide open. You dig? Thank you for having made the universe. We always come out of nothing and understand that the key to all is love. We'll be right back.
thank you to have conceived this perfect work that we call Earth. Million doors as cells.
That was Mr. T with the tune Organ Speech from Soul Shower. And before that, Bantu and Ancient Astronauts with Disrupt the Program, The Clocks Are Ticking instrumental. I'll have DJ Seinfeld for you with Walking With Your Smile from the release Mirrors right here in 30 seconds. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Oh,
Listening to Retro Migration and the Tune Show Pod from the Boarding Card EP. Before this, Jaden Thompson with Only One. Also Joe Silva in there with Can't Hold Back. And Maya Jane Coles before that with Survival Mode. That's something new by her. We started off the set with DJ Seinfeld and Walking With Your Smile from his release Mirrors. That's it for this show for me. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the...
There. This is MC Honky. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want to start today with the Haitian immigration crisis. This is potentially one of the first major Joe Biden tests that is sort of going aimlessly and contributing to Joe Biden's declining approval rating. We talked about Joe Biden needs a big accomplishment to stem the decline in his approval rating. The situation with Haitian immigrants does not seem to be helping. So we're going to go through it. And I think, you know, there's this unfortunate thing where every time I say, hey, guys, is Biden dropping the ball here? People angrily email me and they say, David, have you become some kind of right wing Trumpist or whatever? Presidents mishandle things. And it doesn't mean that I would prefer Donald Trump to be president of the United States. Just sometimes presidents don't immediately or at all handle situations correctly. And I think this is one of those situations where, due to its complexity and due to conflicting messaging from the current administration, it is hurting Joe Biden, and we can talk about to what degree that's fair. So let's start with some of the latest news here. Reuters reporting, angry scenes at Haiti airport add to Biden pressure over expulsions. And we'll talk about what that means in a second. Angry scenes broke out at Haiti's main airport on Tuesday among migrants sent home from a squalid Texas border camp as U.S. President Joe Biden faced mounting pressure to stop an expulsions policy the U.N. refugee chief said may be illegal. Nearly 10,000 migrants, mainly Haitian, remain in worsening conditions in the impromptu camp that sprung up under a bridge spanning the, as it's called in the U.S., the Rio Grande, from the Texas town Del Rio to Mexico's Ciudad Acuña. In recent days, U.S. authorities have removed at least 4,000 people from the site for processing in detention centers. Some 523 Haitians have been deported to their homeland on four flights, with repatriation set to continue on a regular basis, according to DHS. Returnees reacted angrily as they stepped off flights at Port-au-Prince Airport after spending thousands of dollars on arduous voyages from the troubled Caribbean nation via South America, hoping for a better life in the United States. On Tuesday, they found themselves back where they started. A group of men in white T-shirts rushed back toward the plane after they disembarked, with one man attempting to get back on board, witnesses said. The migrants broke into a restricted area of the airport as they attempted to recover passports and personal belongings. Ground staff closed the door of the plane before the man could scale the steps back in. Tempers ran high, exacerbated by the news the Haitian government had accepted the deportations. So there's an OK article in Politico outlining the potentially problematic future of this for Joe Biden. Now, before we look at the article, I think it's important to mention part of the problem here is that this is a very complicated situation. And you simultaneously have Jen Psaki saying the treatment of the migrants is unacceptable. And you have deportations, but they're saying, well, the people being deported are basically just the men, but the women and children are staying, and conservatives are angry either way. So I'm not pretending that there is objectively a correct solution here that would absolve Joe Biden of any drag on his approval. But we can still acknowledge that this is causing a problem for Joe Biden. The Politico article says Biden slips into political quicksand amid Haitian migrant buildup.